Brian.
Hi, 妙芬.
欢迎来到哲学十分钟.
Right, it's Monday night, time for clearing the air, or the self-cultivation club.
化蝶社，对，我们第二季就是要讲那个 Ben Franklin 的十二种，啊，十三种德性。
Yeah, Ben Franklin's virtues, 13 of them.
对，然后其实他这十三种德性都是个别的概念。
Yeah, they're all separate concepts that are worth talking about. I think they're quite interesting.
对，然后我们把它当作哲学概念，然后跟生活结合一起来讨论。然后上次我们讲的是第七个德性
，sincerity，
真诚。然后一开始我们都会讲上个礼拜做的如何，对吧？
Right. So our process here is 1 week we talk about it, and then we go and try it out.And then we talk about the next one.
对，我们有四种方法，一个是 dogma， 信条，然后还有一个是 habit， 养成习惯，还有你上次说有一个执行意图 ，implementation intention， 然后上次讲 body system.
Right. So our four methods for cultivating these virtues are dogmata, so kind of saying that we keep in the front of our minds, or cultivating habits, implementation intentions.And what was the fourth one?
Body system.
Body systems.
伙伴关系，伙伴系统。
Oh, the buddy system, right?
Buddy
I forgot
system.
About that.
Good. 那所以我们上礼拜做如何呢？真诚。
Yeah, so how did you do this week with regard to sincerity?
我一般来说我算是蛮坦白、蛮真诚的人，但是我话不多。可是那我遇到上礼拜遇到朋友两位朋友一个是刚认识不久一个是认识比较久的
So last week you talked to a couple of friends one you've known for quite a while and one not so long
对然后他们都蛮真诚的告诉我一些他们的事情
Oh so they're both sincere and because of that they were willing to be open with you
对然后我觉得这样很好那但一方面可能真诚也需要方法。
Oh, why is this? Why do you think that sincerity requires some kind of special method?
因为我在想说真诚是当朋友告诉我他们想说的内心的话、那诚实的诚恳的表达这不代表说完全不经过思考。
Well, I think that's what Franklin says, right? Franklin says that sincerity is to think innocently and justly. And so now you're saying that maybe that's a problem?
也许要跟上次我们说第二种德性，沉默，沉默要一起并行。
Okay, so Franklin also spoke about sincerity, and it looks like with sincerity, the idea is you don't want, what does he say for, or sorry, with silence, he says, speak not, but what may benefit others or yourself, avoid trifling conversations. So the virtue of silence seems to be something like, first, you think, and then if it's appropriate, you say it, and if it's not appropriate, you don't.
对，可是真诚的话，基本上就不会去考虑好坏有用没有用所以或者是说对基本上真诚就是一种诚实跟坦白没有错可是
So sincerity seems to be less thinking more talking and maybe that's a problem
因为要天真无邪照 Franklin 的定义、
right.
所以我们在我是不是有都觉得 Franklin 的这个 dogmata有点简单需要一些补充我的补充是要跟第二种德性 silence、oh, 其实也是它的顺序
okay. okay so you might say that if you want to be sincere you should also take the second virtue into account in silence as well
对
sometimes you might say too much that's interesting because in English we actually have a sayingWe say TMI
It's
a popular thing to say now Which means too much information
说太多
Yeah so, some,
资讯太多
So if somebody's talking to you And they give you too many details About something you really don't need to hear then you might say TMI.
对。
And it sounds like maybe your friend was saying a lot that maybe you, for some reason, you didn't think you needed to hear. Sometimes, for instance, if somebody has a lot of health problems and they tell you all the little details about they go to the doctor and they went to the bathroom and they had this kind of bloody situation and you don't really want to hear all of the details, you might say.
有时候会打扰到听的人。那在朋友跟朋友之间是一种蛮奇妙的关系。
Yeah, this is an interesting situation where it seems like friends, close friends especially, that have been friends for a long time should be able to say anything to each other. That's what friendship is partly about. So there's interesting sort of very vague borderline between being open and sincere and saying too much. And I was actually thinking about this week too, because in the Chinese tradition,
Mm-hmm.
There's also a virtue that's related to silence and sincerity.
你是说在传统的中国的哲学讲的德性也有跟这个有关，跟真诚还有沉默有关。
Right, in English we would say the word discretion.
谨慎说话，
慎
言。
Yeah, 慎言, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's the idea that you have to be careful what you say in regards to saying too much.And to be deferential to other people, to not bring danger to yourself, and to be careful about what the other person might want to hear or need to hear.
这好像跟真诚也不太一样。
Yeah, it's a little bit different. And I was thinking actually about other Confucian virtues, such as there's actually a virtue of caution, and a virtue of deference. And they're quite different from the virtues in Aristotle or in Franklin that are more active and more going out, outgoing, and these seem more social and more conservative.
你说 Franklin?
The Confucian virtues seem that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that different cultures and different times may have different sets of virtues that they honor and that they value.
你是说 Franklin 的还是比较个人以个人为主的德性，可是如果是儒家孔子讲的圣言什么、
uh-huh.
他就会比较是在社会的脉络里面来讲。
Yeah, I think so. If you look at Franklin's virtues, they seem quite what we would call American individualisticand sort of Puritan about industry and hard work and honestyAnd then Confucian virtues are more about social virtues, about getting along and creating harmony and not creating disruption, that kind of thing. So it's interesting. But I think that all these virtues would still be... I think Franklin would, if you asked him, he would consider discretion and deference to be virtues as well. They just weren't as prominent. And Confucius would also agree that industryand frugality would be virtues as well. So it's a difference in emphasis, and it's something that when we go out and actually practice a virtue, like you are practicing sincerity, these kind of things can come to mind.
对，那这样子的话，儒家的或是孔子的这种圣言，或者是说礼让，他的这些不同的德性，你要不要提一下，因为我知道你有研究这些比较是儒家的德性，我们可以。
Well, I made just a list of Confucian virtues that I thought might be distinct. Deference, caution.
Deference.
Deference
是礼让。
Yeah, caution, 谨慎。
谨慎。
Self-discipline, 自律。
自律。
Yeah, discretion, 慎言。
慎言。
Yeah.
还有好像还有
self-control
自制
yeah. And conscientiousness
这个字很有趣认真负责
Yeah, the word in classical Chinese is 忠
实的忠
Usually in English we would translate that as loyal But in the early days, in Confucius time it meant something more like conscientious
Okay 所以你把它翻译成认真负责忠于什么、
yeah.
其实 我觉得这其实都可以帮助我们去想 Franklin 讲的真诚，因为真诚是很多考虑在里面、
oh.
包括上个礼拜我的朋友想要对我说一些他可能平时不会说的真心的话，那这也是 不会是一时冲动嘛，他应该也有这些不同的，对啊，刚刚讲的这些
right. Yeah, and different circumstances require different approaches, right? You would say something to your friend that you wouldn't say to a stranger, that kind of thing. And different people have different thresholds. So for instance, I have a friend whose father passed away, and she was among some, not strangers, but not friends, who asked her where she had been in the past few days. And she said, I just had something to do. She didn't say, I went home to my house, to my hometown because of my father's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I thought that was strange. I thought it was not exactly dishonest, but not sincere to not just say what you actually did. But for her, she was like, well, why do I need to burden them with this information?
Mm-hmm.
And so she thought discretion was the virtue in that situation. So I think different people have different thresholds, and different cultures have different thresholds.
所以慎言跟真诚并不矛盾，要看是对朋友还是对不太熟的人。
Yeah.
对家人或是对跟你非常亲密的朋友又不一样。
Right.
那你刚刚说的朋友或你认识的人，就是说如果我们跟一般还不是很熟的人，就可能只是普通同学，那家里发生的事情不见得就要告诉他们、
right.
只要说我有事情所以请假就可以、yeah. 对不对？其实我觉得这好像也是一个优点，因为有时候真的可能我们包括自己也会反应太过度或是说太多，这都不见得是 Franklin 讲的真诚。
Yeah, I think Americans also, this is something I've noticed, the difference between American culture and traditional culture in Taiwan is that Americans seem more ready to say just about anything to anybody. We're more open and straightforward, and I think people in Taiwan sometimes find that difficult to deal with. TMI, right? Why are you telling me this? And it's a cultural difference. And it's not that one is better or worse than another.
这是文化的现象，对。
Different ideals.
哦，所以我们要学到真诚这件事情，其实它有很多的，我们说 nuance， 它有很多细节，很细腻的部分可以去注意，包括我们在对自己也可以很 sincere。
That's another issue. I was also thinking, it's interesting you say that, about how sincere we are with ourselves.
对
Yeah, I think this has a lot to do with self-cultivation, right? Cheating yourself and akrasia, right? What you want to do and whether or not you can do it. And what you tell yourself, right? Maybe you didn't exercise one day. You had planned to, but you didn't. So what do you tell yourself? Do you tell yourself, well, it was too cold out? Or I was too tired.
太冷了，所以今天不要去练习，不要去上课，或干嘛。
I think this is a kind of sincerity too.
这样也是自欺，也是不够真诚嘛。好，但等我们都讲完十三种德性之后，可以一起来看。
Yeah, that's a good idea. We can maybe when we're done talking about all of them, we can reevaluate.
对，那今天要进行到下一个德性。
The next one is justice.
第八个正义。
This is your specialty since you're a philosopher of law, right?
也是道德哲学或是一般生活人生会遇到的问题，在法律更是重要的问题，正义。我今天有跟你谈到，我听到那个音乐会里面有一起跟画家合作，做联觉的艺术。
Right. You were telling me about a synesthetic sort of experience where there was this was in Taiwan actually, there was a concert, a classical music concert, and on the stage, a different part of the stage, was a huge canvas and a woman who was painting a painting as the music was going, right? Kind of improvisational painting.
对，那个字 thing as c c 啊，它是联觉或共感。我觉得在我的最近研究里面，其实正义感，正义是一个 a sense， 对不对 ？Of justice， 它也是一种共感。
Oh, that's very interesting. So synesthesia is when two senses cross over. For instance, when I hear music, I might see the color red or the color blue, a different tone with the color blue. And you're saying that justice is also a feeling, and there may be some crossover, like synesthetic crossover in the mind with other cognitive aspects. Is that right?
对，我们看到一个行为。那是外在的一个物理的现象、一个行为、但是我们会有反应、觉得讨厌觉得不公平、或是你有研究那个 disgust、就恶心的感觉
Right. Yeah, I've heard about something like this too where different political parts of the political spectrum、will have different responses to different actions that they come across where we might think it's moral or immoral they might actually think it's disgustingso that there's a very visceral feeling associated with concepts like justice that we might think are very just rational judgments as opposed to feelings, right?
这都是由于就是跟这个共感有关系。那我们可以先看那个 Franklin 告诉我们他的方法。
That's a good idea.
听起来有点困难。
So, yeah, the English... So, again, Franklin gives a description of each of these virtues, and the description for the justice one is kind of difficult. Let's see how good your English is. Wrong none by doing injuries, or omitting the benefits that are your duty.
这个英文的文法确实比较困难一点，但直接翻译就是说，我们不要伤害别人，而造成了错待别人，然后也不要就是不履行我们应做的事情，因为我们尽义务可以使他人得到好处。
Right, an interesting thing. The second one I find quite interesting. He says that we have so.The part about not wronging people seems obvious, right? But then he also says we have a duty to help others, and that we shouldn't not do that.
他的 justice, 正义在这边有法律上的意义，也有道德上的意义。
Yeah, I think, well, that's a question, right? I mean, do we, so you were saying we have a, it suggests legal obligations, but also moral obligations. So moral, yes, we have a duty to help others. But legally, do we have a duty to help others?
如果在我们的能力范围，责任范围。对啊，责任范围。譬如说，如果权力很大，很有资源的人，他就要照顾所有的公民啊。
Okay, so somebody like a mayor, it's their job to look out for all the citizens. Oh, that's interesting. And if you're like a manager of a business, then you have an obligation, an obligation according to the bylaws, that kind of thing.
对，还有产品的安全这些。
Oh, if you manufacture products, then you have a legal obligation to make sure the products are safe. This is very interesting. So these are moral obligations that are written into the law.Essentially, is that right?
对，所以其实法律也会考虑到一般我们讲的应该尽的义务，包括道德的义务。那但是 Franklin 这边讲的公平正义，他说不要去就是回避我们应尽的义务。那这个义务会使别人得到好处，好像也包括我们对待身边任何人这种人际关系的义务。
Yeah, so what if I'm...
比如说说话不要伤害到别人，这就是道德的关系，而不是法律关系了。一般朋友。
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So if I'm talking... Yeah, because he talked about silence before, so if I spread rumors, then that would apply to silence. I shouldn't do that, because it doesn't benefit others. But it also sounds like it belongs to justice.
对，同时如果那个 silence 如果没有做好的话，或者 sincerity 如果是 你说太坦白太直接，有时候可能会不小心伤害到别人。
Yeah, it might burden other people, or it might harm other people, right? So justice is an interesting virtue. In the West, we often think of justice as one of the umbrella virtues that it sort of applies across the board.
对对对，公平。所以在美国，你们会常常讲要公平、要正义嘛？美国人是。
Yeah, justice is a big word in the States. Yeah, fair and just, that kind of thing, yeah.
所以你们会很注意公不公平这件事情。
Right.
在一个很个人，比较注重个人。
It seems like it comes up a lot. Yeah, but also, yeah, especially towards individual, that's unfair or unjust to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you violated my rights.
你们一定会大声说出来。
Rights. Yeah, like in America, even now, people are saying...that wearing a mask is violating my individual rights.
对，你有推荐一部很好的电影给大家看，叫《冲击效应》，英文叫 Crash.
Yeah, there's a movie called Crash where this kind of thing.
我们最后来推荐这部电影，然后大家可以想一想 Justice 怎么做。
Yeah, but also you also mentioned a movie called The Accused.
哦，控诉 ，Jodie Foster 演的。
Yeah, about a woman who was.Raped in a bar.
对
And the question was the responsibility of the people around. Do they have a legal or moral responsibility to help? And in Crash, it's about prejudice and overcoming prejudice and what it means to approach another person that you don't know, but that you might have certain feelings about because of the race or ethnicity that they are. How do you adjudicate that and present yourself in a fair and just way in situations that are uncertain?
Oh, so this movie, 冲击效应 Crash, 其实这个礼拜我真的要找来看看，也推荐给我们的听众、
yeah.
我们的同学朋友。
Yeah,
因为他你说提到这部电影会讨论到像成见、偏见或者是歧视、
right.
不同种族、
yeah.
性别啊，
yeah.
或是对啊，陌生人等等这种情况。
The thing about justice is that it implies a kind of objectivity. And a movie like Crash suggests that it's really hard to get to that level of objectivity, especially in situations that are urgent or emergent. Because we have natural prejudices and biases that help us think quicklyand to react to situations in ways that are, in a way, they're instinctual. We have these inborn biases that help us think quickly on our feet, and mostly they're often helpful for us. For instance, if we hear a hissing sound, we might jump away, right? Because we have the instinctual response to a snake.This can be a good thing, right? It can help us perpetuate the species. But the same,
所以这是对一些危险的东西，我们有一些、
right.
我们有反感，或者是有些 bias.
Right. But when it comes to justice, right, sometimes we need to moderate these or see through them or deal with them in ways, and it's difficult to do. And so justice is not as simple, I think, as...people make it out to be, obviously, because we've been talking about it in philosophy for 2,000 years.
yeah, 好，所以要做到，好像正义它跟我们能够客观的判断，然后立刻的反应有关，但是这个在不同情况有不同的困难。
Right.
尤其是在对我们，就是跟我们比较陌生的人，不同的肤色、不同的性别的人等等。那我们下礼拜就来看看我们这礼拜的 justice 我们的观察、
yeah.
还有我们做的如何
Yeah, so this week let's see how we can do with regard to justice and what kind of situations might arise.
那我们就期待下礼拜
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.